Naved Tra 14265 Alpha, Utilitiesman Basic, Copyright Navy BMR.com. Chapter 7, Prime Movers, Pumps, and Compressors. 1. What are often called driving equipment because they are the primary source of mechanical energy or power. Prime Movers. 2. Electric motors are either direct current or what else? Alternating current, Alpha Charlie. 3. Which type of motors are usually named by the method used for starting the motor? Induction. 4. Which type of induction motors are designed to operate on single-phase current? Split phase. 5. Which type of motors are most often used to drive pumps and other machinery where the moisture content of the air is high? Splashproof. 6. Which type of motor is extensively used in sewage treatment plants and at other locations to ensure safe operation? Explosion-proof. 7. The operation and operator maintenance of electric motors have how many main aspects? 4. 8. Electric motors are fitted with bearings which reduce friction. The type of bearings most often used are sleeve bearings, roller bearings, or which other type of bearings? Ball. 9. What is one of the most frequent conditions that cause bearings to overheat? Excessive lubrication. 10. What is the mechanism or linkage that transmits the motion and the power of the prime mover to the driven equipment? Drive. 11. Sheaves that are out of alignment are normally a result of excessive what? Belt tension. 12. What is a machine that produces mechanical energy by burning fuel in a confined space? Internal combustion engine. 13. Which type of engines change heat energy into mechanical energy? Diesel. 14. Most gasoline engines operate on a how many stroke cycle? 4. 15. Most gasoline engines are equipped with priming or which other type of devices to aid in starting a cold engine? Choking. 16. What can cause sludge and scale deposits that impair circulation of fuel, oil, and water and erode moving parts? Dirt. 17. What are used to move any substance that flows or can be made to flow? Pumps. 18. What is a device that uses an external source of power to force fluid to move from one place to another? Pump. 19. The addition of energy to a liquid by a pump usually results in an increase in pressure, which is generally referred to as what? Head. 20. How many types of head are there in pump operation? 4. 21. Which type of head is the suction pressure minus the vapor pressure expressed in feet of liquid at the pump suction? Net positive suction head, November Papa, Sierra Hotel. 22. Which type of head on a pump means the total pressure of the liquid entering the pump? Suction. 23. Which type of head means the pressure of liquid leaving the pump or the level of liquid with respect to the level of the pump on the discharge side? Discharge. 24. Which type of head is the net difference of pressure between the suction head and the discharge head? Total discharge. 25. When positive, suction head is usually expressed in feet of water. When negative, it is expressed in which terms? Inches of mercury. 26. When a pump is pumping certain liquids, such as hot water, oil, or gasoline, some of the liquid vaporizes because of the vacuum on the suction side of the pump. The pump may become vapor-bound and reduce the possible suction lift. What is this called? Cavitation. 27. Every pump is equipped with devices for controlling the direction of flow, the volume of flow, and the operating pressure of the pump. What is a device that performs one or more of these control functions called? Valve. 28. A valve that permits liquid flow in only one direction is classified as which type of valve? Check. 29. Which type of valves are used primarily to start or stop the flow of liquid through the pump during certain phases of operation? Stop. 30. Which type of valves are never recommended for throttling service? Gate. 31. Which type of valves are designed to open when the liquid pressure in the pump becomes dangerously high? Relief. 32. How many broad categories of pumps are there? 5. 33. Which type of pumps use the principle of entrapment and displacement of fluid by the rotating elements of various designs? Rotary. 34. Which type of pump uses two spur gears that rotate in opposite directions and mesh together at the center of the pump? Gear. 35. Which type of pumps are primarily used for pumping viscous fluids such as JP5 and diesel oil? Screw. 36. What is the rotary pump susceptible to? Hydraulicking. 37. Which type of pump moves water or other liquid by means of a plunger or piston that reciprocates, travels back and forth, inside a cylinder? Reciprocating. 38. The standard way of designating the size of a reciprocating pump is by giving how many dimensions? 3. 39. Which type of reciprocating pumps are the most often used? Direct acting. 40. Which type of pump can be used for dewatering trenches where sewer lines or water lines are to be laid, or for repairing breaks in water lines or sewer lines? Diaphragm. 41. Which type of diaphragm pump is for pumping heavy and thick liquid long distances away from the pump? Mud hog. 42. Which type of pump only discharges water when the piston rises? Single acting. 43. Which type of pump is designed to operate with a discharge pressure higher than the pressure of the liquid it is pumping? Reciprocating. 44. When a body or a liquid is made to revolve or whirl around a point, a force is created that impels the body or fluid to move outward from the center of rotation. What is this phenomenon called? Centrifugal force. 45. The types of centrifugal pumps used for pumping sewage do not use what? Diffuser vanes. 46. When a centrifugal pump is being used with a suction lift requirement of no more than how many feet, a pump with an automatic primer or a suction line equipped with a foot valve may be used. 15. 47. In domestic water supply systems, the centrifugal pump is used in shallow wells, suction lift of not over how many feet? 22. 48. Fire pumps usually are the centrifugal type, either single or multi-stage. Electricity, steam, or gasoline may drive them. Whatever the power supply, it must be permanent and, if steam, must have a constant minimum pressure of how many pounds of steam? 50. 49. Hot water circulating pumps are of which type? Centrifugal. 50. What is one disadvantage of centrifugal pumps? Poor suction power. 51. Which valve on centrifugal pumps must be closed before starting the pump? Discharge stop. 52. What is a general term that refers to many different types of materials used to seal moving machinery joints, sliding pistons and piston rods, rotating shafts and valve stems, etc., against leakage of steam or liquids? Packing. 53. Packing usually takes the form of coils, rings, or what else? Spirals. 54. What are rapidly replacing conventional packing as the means of controlling leakage on centrifugal pumps? Mechanical seals. 55. Mechanical seals should be replaced whenever the seal is removed for any reason or whenever the leakage rate exceeds how many drops per minute? 5. 56. Mechanical seals should not be positioned by the use of what? Set screws. 57. For high-pressure pumps, the wearing rings should be renewed when the clearance shown on the manufacturer's plans is exceeded by what percent? 100. 58. Which type of pump needs no moving or rotating mechanism to produce liquid movement? Airlift. 59. Which type of pumps cannot be used to discharge directly into a water distribution system? Airlift. 60. Which type of pumps use the rapid flow of a fluid to entrain another fluid and thereby move it from one place to another? Jet. 61. How many types of assembly are there in which centrifugal pumps are delivered? 2. 62. When two or more pumps are connected to the same suction line, install which type of valves so any of the pumps can be isolated from the line? Gate. 63. What enabled the operator to observe the operation of the pump easily and also to determine if the pump is operating according to the performance curve? Pressure gauges. 64. Standard pumps are normally packed before shipment. If the pump is installed within how many days after shipment, the packing should be in good condition with a sufficient supply of lubrication. 60. 65. What are preferred over packing on some applications because of better sealing qualities and longer serviceability? Mechanical seals. 66. Which type of mechanical seals are normally preferred in pumps handling sewage, slurries, or any other solids suspended in the pumped liquid? Double. 67. How many methods are used to provide sealing liquid to the stuffing box? 2. 68. A mechanical seal that has been used should not be placed back into service until the sealing faces have been replaced or relapped. Relapping is generally economical only in seals that are how many inches and greater in size? 2. 69. Which type of bearings are packed with grease at the factory and ordinarily require no attention before starting, provided the pump has been stored in a clean, dry place before its operation? Grease lubricated. 70. What is the maximum desirable operating temperature for bearings? 180 degrees Fahrenheit. 71. Grease lubricated bearings should not be used where the temperature of the pumped liquid exceeds what? 350 degrees Fahrenheit. 72. Compressed air usually falls into one of how many categories? 3. 73. Which category of compressed air is when compressed air either moves something or exerts a force? Power service. 74. Which category of compressed air is when compressed air is used as part of the process itself? Process service. 75. Which category of compressed air is when compressed air is used to govern and/or regulate various equipment by monitoring pressure or flow rates of some substance? Control purpose. 76. Compressed air is distributed at low, medium, or high pressure. A low-pressure system delivers air up to how many PSIG? 125. 77. Medium-pressure compressed air systems deliver air from what PSIG? 126 to 399. 78. High-pressure compressed air systems range from 400 to what PSIG? 6,000. 79. Which type of air compressor is one of the most commonly used air compressors in the CB's service? Reciprocating. 80. What cool the final discharge of air from the compressor? Aftercoolers. 81. What is the heart of the compressor? Engine. 82. Above ground pipe is pitched downward a minimum of how many inches per 100 feet of length in the direction of the airflow to low points where the condensate is collected and drained through drip legs? 3. 83. How is underground piping normally placed? Direct burial. 84. What are provided on compressor intakes to prevent atmospheric dust from entering the compressor and causing scoring and excessive wear? Air filters. 85. How many types of air filters are used on compressor intakes? 2. 86. What reduces the temperature and volume of the compressed air for delivery to the next compression stage? Intercooler. 87. What remove oil and water from compressed air? Separators. 88. Which type of separator causes the air entering the separator to make sudden changes in direction, causing the heavier moisture particles to strike the baffles and walls and drain to the bottom? Baffle. 89. What drain moisture from intercoolers, aftercoolers, receivers, and distribution piping? Traps. 90. What remove moisture from compressed air that would condense in airlines, air tools, and pneumatic instruments? Dryers. 91. Immediately secure a compressor when the temperature of the air discharged from any stage rises unduly or exceeds what? 400 degrees Fahrenheit. 92. Which type of maintenance causes interruption in services that prove costly to the CBs? Breakdown. 93. Procedures applicable to the preventive maintenance inspections for compressed air plants can be found in which publication? NAVFAC, Mike Oscar, 209. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.